When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John. Today I wanted to chat with you more specifically about bipolar disorder. It is a mood disorder, which makes sense because the mania and the depression, the different sides of the pole, those are moods. The thing that many people don't understand is that these moods are not the only thing that make up bipolar disorder. For instance, bipolar disorder affects your daily functioning, your motivation, your energy level, your hunger, hydration. It impacts every other aspect of who you are as a person. But there needs to be a distinction here because it doesn't define you as an individual, but it defines the battle that you face, if that makes sense. Just like the moods in bipolar disorder fluctuate between mania and depression and everywhere in between, the same as for energy level. Your energy level can fluctuate between being non-existent to being through the roof and everywhere in between. Same with your motivation and your ability to function. I was really thinking about this the other day because for a couple days, I could barely do anything. I mean, to the fact that I could, no matter how much I willed myself, I could not get up out of bed. My big thing is I want people to understand that it's not just mania or depression. For me personally, it's not either or. There is a gray area in between. And maybe when you're unstable, it fluctuates more drastically. But as you manage bipolar disorder on a regular basis, like on a daily basis, it's easier to keep under control. And so it's not as intense between those mood states. But that's not the only thing that fluctuates, because each day, like your moods, everybody has a common area of, you know, a reasonable amount of motivation, energy level, degree of functionality, and so forth. With bipolar disorder, it can fluctuate drastically to, like what I was saying before, where I could barely get out of bed or get off the couch. And it's not one of those things where you think, oh gosh, I'm just really tired, I just don't really feel like doing that. It's like, you cannot do that. You physically cannot do that. Another big distinction is that people think these things in their own paradigm, in how they think the world through their own perspective of, well, oh, I feel happy, I feel sad. Oh, so that's how they're describing bipolar disorder. It has to be happy and sad. That's what it is. No, it's not your feelings. It's not based on just those feelings. If that were the case, then it wouldn't even, there would be no question. But this is a diagnosable illness that you have to manage. You have to treat if you do want to function, if you want to get to that level of functionality that you can go through the day and not have an episode derail you completely. It's like with energy level. Everybody has times throughout the day where they feel like, oh, I just don't have a lot of energy. Maybe I'll get some coffee, or, you know, just kind of, I guess you would say, a reasonable downswing of energy. But when it comes to bipolar disorder, everything is in such extremes that when you get to the point where you don't have the energy, you literally are zapped, like you're tapped, you can't do anything. Or the other way, if you go the other route or the other side of the pole where you have way too much. So when you're thinking about bipolar disorder in the future, I just want you to remember it's not just a matter of feeling. It's not just like, oh, if somebody feels happy one second and then sad the next, oh, they must have bipolar disorder. No, there's a difference between feelings. Everybody has feelings. Everybody reacts to a reasonable degree. With bipolar disorder, it's an extreme. And that is the big key here. That's the take-home message. So, until next time, take care of yourself. If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.